This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Oh, my goodness, are we having fun today. We are live at Fifth Third Park. The sun's out here. Don't know if it is where you are, but we are at Winter Beer Fest, and this thing kicks off at 1 o'clock. If you don't have a ticket, sorry, you're not going to get in. This thing is sold out. Got 5,000 beer enthusiasts up here. But right now, we're going to leave West Michigan, and we're going to bolt out to Hamilton, Montana, and talk to Moose Creek Barbecue and our friend Bill Wright. Bill, you out there?
I am. Good morning.
Hey, Bill. How are you? This is Bob. Thanks for joining us and taking time with us this morning.
No problem. Good to be on.
Yeah. I ran into Bill a couple weeks ago while jaunting around Montana, actually visiting the Iron House factory, and I've talked to some folks, and I said, where can I find good barbecue? Because I saw a few barbecue restaurants on the highway. And this place is in the Bitterroot Valley. So it's just a beautiful piece of green earth out there. But anyway, a few people finally said, okay, there's this new joint. You got to go down here, down here, down here. And sure enough, I walked in, and I'm always suspicious of barbecue joints because they vary so much. And as soon as your bride came out and brought us, I don't know what the first thing she brought us, I said, oh, boy. This is going to be good because it was all homemade food. You just made some phenomenal ribs, but you're like the state champion of Montana for barbecuing. How many years in a row?
Only one so far, 2009.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, what I really wanted to talk about was the barbecue burrito you make. And I want you to share with us how you make that thing.
All righty. First of all, we're starting with a bone-in pulled pork, the Boston butt, bone-in. We cook it for 10 hours, falls apart just beautifully, smoking it with apple wood. We have a lot of apple orchards here in the valley, and so we get a pretty good choice of some real fresh apple trimmings every spring. Basically, what we're doing is we take some about 6 ounces, 4 to 6 ounces of pulled pork, and lay on some pepper jack cheese, put it on the flat top, melt that down, take some roasted green and red sweet peppers, some onions, grill them off, pile that on there, put it on about a 12-inch burrito wrapper, tortilla wrapper deal. Lay in some of our barbecue beans and some Carolina slaw and roll it all up. That's what you get.
Yeah, well, I saw you making one when I was hanging with you back in your kitchen, and that looked like a really cool contraption. And if you folks that are listening didn't get all of that, this show is on MP3 format on our website, thegrillingguys.com. You can go, usually a few hours after the show's produced, the show will be posted in an MP3 format. You can download that. And, of course, Bill, you can do the same thing if you want to, you know, listen to your barbecue recipe if you ever forget it.
All right. Great.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. I will see you this summer. I'm going to be back, and I will be at the Moose Creek Barbecue in Hamilton, Montana. Let me tell you that, because you serve up real barbecue. That was great stuff.
We sure do appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you again.
Okay, Bill. Thanks so much. That's Bill Wright from Moose Creek Barbecue in Hamilton, Montana, and just a really cool guy. I love meeting these. This guy's been doing barbecue for 20 years, and I just love meeting those old school barbecue guys because they work really hard at their craft.
Well, yeah, in a barbecued burrito, everybody enjoys burritos.
Oh,
yeah.
It was so cool. I'm sorry, I didn't see it until after I left, and I was so full when I left. I wanted to take one with me, but I didn't.
It just goes to show the versatility and the variety of things you can make on your grill, and
yeah.
He did that with pulled pork. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kevin Peel from Tri-City Brewing over on the east side of the state. We're traveling clear over to the Bay City side. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, thank you. You know, you brought us a couple little tasty treats here, but tell us a little bit about Tri-City Brewing before we dive in here.
Well, Tri-City Brewing, we like to say, is still Bay City's best-kept secret. We are still one of the younger breweries in the state. We are celebrating our 5th anniversary this year, and every year we're growing. We just have tremendous local support in Bay City. Bay City is a very blue-collar town, but we're working to educate everybody on the greatness of craft beer, and it's just been wonderfully received. So we're very happy about that.
Fantastic. Yeah, well, just thanks so much for joining us. It's great to meet you finally.
Well, thank you.
Been following you online and wanting to get to see you, but, you know, it's a big state when you got to hit 100 microbrews.
It is. 100 microbrews, yes, that's right.
You can get a lot of trouble.
So you brought us a couple tasters here today, and one of them is called your Dragon Slayer Barrel-Aged Imperial Stout.
Right.
And I'm looking at this. It's got almost a coffee color to it.
Right. So it is. It's a standard. It's our Imperial Stout that we make. And what we did was we got a couple of barrels from Elijah Craig, and we aged that beer in there for 6 months. And so what you're tasting is that beer. We brought just a six barrel with us. It's it's just a wonderfully smooth bourbon barrel aged Russian Imperial Stout. There's hints of chocolate.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can taste the chocolate in there.
There's
just a hint.
It's it's right now it's only available at our tap room. The latest offering that we have is our tap room. It's only been open for a month and a half, and that barrel-aged beer is only available at the tap room, or I guess here today at the festival.
Well, I tell you what, that's worth the trip. We have the pleasure of tasting a lot of different beers as we move around the state and we work with brewers. That's one of the best Imperial Stouts I've had.
Well, thank you.
Very smooth, very creamy, excellent finish. That's fantastic. Now, you've got a more mainstream beer that you brought as well but a lot of our microbrewers don't make a lager.
Right, so this is a lager that you have here. This is a German Helles lager. It is our biggest selling beer. We actually made it because one of the shareholders says, hey, why don't you make a lager? And we thought, lager. We made a lager. We sell a tremendous amount of that beer. And the name is actually pretty interesting because the road that we're on in Bay City is Water Street. Water Street has a long history. It actually used to be called Hell's Half Mile. This is a German Helles, so Hell's Half Mile, German Helles. You kind of get the connection.
Sure, it all went together. Fantastic.
And we try to do that with a lot of our beers, to name them after local historical events or places.
Well, a lot of the microbrewers do that because that's part of the heritage. It really is. I mean, you're a craft beer, you're a local business, and as it grows, you'll probably distribute and move your beers around if that's what one of your goals and objectives.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, it's just fantastic to have yet another Michigan brewer who's putting out quality product. Now, how many beers you got here with you today?
Well, we have six beers with us here today. We have 12 at the tap room, but six here today. We have the Helles here today, and we have the Dragon Slayer. We have the Giant Slayer, which is the regular version of the Imperial Stout. We have a Belgian triple that's been infused with lavender, and we call it Montresor. And there's a story there that I'll tell you. But so we have that. We have an English brown ale, and we also have a Scotch ale that we just won a Midwest regional award at a national beer competition last month.
I want to try every one of those. You're killing me. Every one you mentioned, especially the triple Belgian. I'm a huge Belgian fan, and you piqued my curiosity on the phone with that little hint of lavender in it. I'm really wondering what that's like.
Well, thank you. Yep.
So that's great. And the Helles is phenomenal. I love lagers anyway.
So if any of our listeners are traveling over in your area, how do we find you?
Well, if you're going north, you take 75 north. The Bay City exit is exit 162, and then you head east into Bay City. We're actually, if you have a GPS, it's probably the best way because you got to meander your way through downtown Bay City, which can't be the easiest thing. But we're on the northeast side of Bay City. We're actually about a quarter of a mile from Essexville, if you know that area. We have an old industrial warehouse. It's about 30,000 square feet. Great tap room, big, huge vaulting ceilings. We'll give you tours of the brewery. We've got about a half dozen vintage cars that have been remade that are sitting around. It's just a cool place to hang out. We wanted to have a man cave.
Absolutely.
For Bay City that was 30,000 square feet, and that's what we're working on.
So you're pretty close to the marina then?
Yes. Okay. We're very close, actually, to the yacht club there.
Great.
So you'll drive by.
Cool town. If you've never been to Bay City, Michigan, guess what? We just gave you a reason to try it.
Yeah.
Because these two beers you just sampled with us here, the Helles especially, smooth. That's a creamy lager.
Well, I think, a lot of breweries go in one direction where they want something very complex and over the top, and that's great. There's a lot of good beers like that. But you can make a beer that's still very full-bodied, yet clean and crisp and clear, without being ashamed of it. And we're very proud of the Helles, and it sells very well for us.
All right. Thanks so much. Wonderful.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, that was Kevin Peel from Tri-City Brewing. If you're over on that side of the state in Bay City, don't miss that one. Coming up next, we've got we're going to wind this thing up at the Brewfest, so stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.